This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. So this week, I'm joined by Helen Turner and two of her students, and she is a professor here at UK's College of Design School of Interiors, and so they're here to talk about their exciting project that's going on right now. So thanks for coming, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
So first, can each of you all just introduce yourself, just so we know who we're talking to today? Yeah.
I'm Helen Turner, and as Sophie just mentioned, I teach in the School of Interiors in the College of Design.
I'm Emily Andreasen. I'm a first-year interior student, and I was in Helen's class last semester.
Yes, and I'm Hannah Thomas. I'm also a first-year interior student, and I got to work on this awesome project last semester in Helen's class.
Okay, cool. Yeah, once again, thanks, guys. I'm excited to talk about this project because it's really cool.
Glad you think so.
So this project is about building a tree crutch for the McConnell Springs Borough. So just before we really dive into it, can you all just give a brief overview of what this project is?
Sure. And I think we're going to talk eventually about why we chose this tree, but I was part of the initial Citizens Environmental Academy that was sponsored by the Lexington-Fayette-Urbick County government. And as part of this process and this program, I went on a tour of McConnell Springs and saw the Burr Oak and heard its story and thought that designing a tree crutch would be a really interesting project for interior students, and especially as they're sort of introductory project into the major. And that's really how all of this developed.
Yeah, awesome. And so did you really just get the idea, like, as you're out there and you're like, that would be cool? Like,
No, I can't take full credit for it. While we were there, we were joined by Heather Wilson and John Saylor, who are arborists for the Lexington-Fayette-Urbick County government, and they mentioned the tree and the fact that it is over 300 years old and that they were actually in the process of creating a crutch for it or, you know, purchasing a crutch for it. And hearing that, and also because I have an interest in environmental things and in different ways that we can think about interiors, I thought, well, this would be an interesting way for our students to be outside the classroom, engage with the environment, but also partners in the community and have a real-world project to think about. And so I approached Heather and John after the meeting, and I just said, you know, would you be interested in this? And they were on board. And so that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, awesome. Sweet. And so it's at McConnell Springs, and so... And it's with a 300-year-old Baroque. So can you explain why it's this Baroque specifically that it needs a crutch for it?
Sure. So I mentioned that it's actually pretty old. It's over 300 years old, which is not... not uncommon for bur oaks. They actually tend to live quite a long time, but this specific bur oak has gone through some things in its lifetime, and it has one side of its canopy that's actually growing out and over a main pedestrian path at the springs, and so that's an issue. And when the arborist climbed the tree to see if they could cable it, which is a traditional way to support branches like that, they realized that the core of the tree is actually hollow. And so that method would not have been as effective. And so that's when they started to think about the crutch.
Okay.
And so we thought that was interesting, not to mention that the bur oak was recently voted the official tree of Lexington not too long
ago. Cool. So that's exciting.
That's an added bonus.
Yeah. Seriously. And so you kind of mentioned a few other partners involved with this, but can you talk a little bit more about specifically who they are and what their role with this project is?
Of course. So I mentioned the Citizens Environmental Academy that's sponsored by the Lexington Fayette Urban County Government. And anyone who's interested in that, they're accepting applications through March 30th. So I would think that's an interesting opportunity. But from this, people who were also in the Environmental Academy with me were Claire Carpenter and Naki Braga, who have continued work on this project. And then I also mentioned John Saylor and Heather Wilson, who are the arborists for LFUCG. In addition, we've also been working really closely with Stephen Rogers, who is recreation manager for McConnell Springs. And along the way, we've also garnered support from various organizations, one of which is the Student Sustainability Council, who has provided some funding for this project, and we're very appreciative of that. But also the Urban Forestry Initiative here on campus, they've been very supportive, and also Friends of McConnell Springs. So awesome. We have quite a few partners and people who are supporting this.
Yeah. I think it's really cool that it's so many different people involved in it making this happen, because you usually don't see projects with that, like, much diverse involvement, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the things that we were interested in terms of also allowing our students and encouraging our students to network and engage with the community in ways that are not traditional, and trying to bring a diverse group of people together.
Yeah, definitely. And so the actual design of the tree crutch was with your first-year class, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a lot of student involvement, which is great. So you all, Hannah and Emily, what was your role with this project in class, and what was that experience like?
Well, we sort of started out the semester looking at the relationship between humans and nature, and this project kind of came as sort of a cap to that exploration, because it's very much about how people interact with nature, how we can support nature and continue it rather than, unfortunately, destroying it or inadvertently letting it decay.
Yeah, so as we continue to explore the relationship between humans and nature, we started developing ideas for the crutch, and that's when we went out to McConnell Springs to do, like, a site visit, and just to get some inspiration and ideas. We were given some certain parameters, like, about, like, basically where you could and could not, like, the crutch could and could not be, so it couldn't be on, like, a certain side of the path or in a certain area. But other than that, like, we were just allowed to use our creativity and just, like, the sky was the limit, honestly. And
yeah,
we could,
that's awesome.
Like, yeah, like, we had so many different ideas, so then we just started sketching out ideas on our trace paper, and then that eventually translated into a final board, which we presented, I think it was about maybe a quarter or a third of the way through the semester, maybe. And so it was really cool just to be able to discover just kind of, like, the design process and all that goes into that.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And so did every individual student in the class design their own, or was it a group?
It was individual. Mm-hmm. So everyone, okay. We ended up having, like, 32 different tree crutches.
Oh, wow.
There are 32 students in our class. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because, you know, same project, 32 totally different ideas for it. Different materials, different emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting.
Yeah. And so how was it decided what would be the final design?
We're actually still in the process of that.
Cool.
So
right.
The idea with the student involvement in this being just a three-week project for the interior students was that they would develop some concepts for it, but not fully develop anything.
Okay.
And then after the studio, we actually hosted a community event in January at McConnell Springs to get other feedback. So from community members, we invited anyone from families to, you know, friends of McConnell Springs and various people to provide their feedback. So we asked them to sketch ideas or to write down ideas or just to provide feedback on some of the student ideas. And from there, we've taken all of that and started to merge them and bring them together to create something that tries to encompass a lot of those needs and wants and to create something that would be really functional and purposeful for the McConnell Springs tree.
Yeah, definitely. And so what is the timeline looking like right now? Like, where is it at so far?
So I mentioned we're in design development, and from here we're trying to narrow it down to a more final decision and design, and then we need to reach out to people in the community to see who would be able to actually construct it or to build it. And then ideally around May or early this summer, we hope to have it complete to the point that we could potentially even host an unveiling event, potentially in coordination with the Founders event that happens every year out at McConnell Springs.
Awesome. Sweet. And so I'm just curious, I don't know how difficult it will be to like describe what it'll look like, but like, can you summarize or try to like describe what it'll look like?
Again, we're still sort of developing it, so we don't have the final, we don't have the final design decided yet. But we have come to the conclusion that it should be something that is fairly natural, and not something totally artificial or man-made, but something more so that blends with the environment and using natural materials. But that also has something that is very functional and something that brings people to the tree. So we're thinking about ways that people could sit around the tree, that they could get information about the tree, be educated about the tree and the springs and the history, but also a place for students to gather. They do a lot of student school trips to McConnell Springs, and so trying to think of a way that, you know, students could gather around the tree and potentially, you know, have an outdoor classroom of sorts.
Yeah.
So that's where we are at this point.
Cool. Awesome. And you said that there will be an unveiling event in late May, early June, hopefully.
Yes. We're hoping to have it around the same time as the Founders event, or in coordination with the Founders event, which happens on May 19th.
Cool. That'll be exciting.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hopefully. That'll be good. And so real quick, though, we will take a break, but we will be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks here on WRFL. Once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and this week we are here with Emily, Helen, and Hannah, Helen's a professor, and Emily and Hannah are her students that worked on the tree crutch design happening at McConnell Springs right now. And so just to hop right back in, you all presented... Has the conference happened, correct?
Yes, we were just there the week before spring break.
Yes, okay. And it was the IDEC conference. Mm-hmm. So can you explain what that is and really like how the presentation went and what the experience was like?
Sure. I'll sort of talk about IDEC and then I'll let Hannah talk about the experience because she was one of the students who got to go with me. But IDEC stands for Interior Design Educators Council, and it's annual conference for interior design educators, and the proposal was really centered on this project as a different way of thinking about a foundational project for interior design students.
Yes, so at the presentation, we were just told to talk a little bit about how this idea of doing a tree crutch and interior design impacted us. Like, I remember the first question I think we were asked was like, what does a tree have to do with design? What does being outdoors have to do with design? And so we talked about how exploring this correlation between the two really helped us expand the boundaries of what we think design is. I think a lot of times we put interiors into a box where it's like they think furniture, we think paint colors and doing like picking out curtains, but it's really like there's so much more than that in terms of spatial awareness and thinking of the forest as an interior. I think we talked a lot about that as we were going through the project. So we presented all these concepts and just kind of what we gathered from it, how we were able to apply what we learned from other courses into the project. So like from history, we learned principles and elements. We could apply those into the actual design of the crutch. And so I think it was about maybe like 20, 25 people in the room we just presented to. It was really casual. But I think it got a really good amount of feedback because it's something that I don't think a lot of people have done before. I don't know if anyone has. I'm not sure. And it's just something very unique and outside the box that is a really, I think, innovative educational experience and being able to just kind of break the mold of what we think traditional design is and just exploring it in a new way.
Yeah, definitely. Did you go to the conference?
I didn't have a chance to go. There was another student who was going to be with us today, but she had to cancel at the last minute that went, but it was her and Hannah who presented
at
the conference.
And so just about the whole project in general, what are some of the most valuable things that you'll have gained from this experience?
You know, sort of bouncing off what Hannah said, definitely for me it has expanded the way I view design, and I think it was a fantastic introduction to the School of Interiors because it really emphasizes the design part rather than just the interiors and sort of pushes you to think about design in sort of a worldly sense rather than simply saying, well, I'm interior, so I'm restricted to something that's already built or something that is inside of a space.
Mm-hmm.
And it also really helped to look at the relationship between humans and nature, because so much of interior design is the relationships of humans to space or humans to humans and, you know, the relationship of two things. So that really, really helped me.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, like, I didn't even think sustainability and design would even correlate with each other. But when we did this project, it was like, wow, I didn't even know this was possible. Like, it was so cool. It's helping me explore other avenues of design, how it can impact, like Emily was saying, kind of like social awareness and just how we can impact others and the environment through it. And just really helping me see all the potential that it has to really impact our community and be a really positive force for change.
Yeah, that's awesome. And something that I think is really cool that y'all keep kind of touching on is expanding what the word interiors means and talking about as forest as an interior. So I think that's really interesting. I don't know if, Helen, you wanted to expand on that a little more, because I feel like you have a lot of sort of knowledge and background with this kind of concept. So if you want to talk about that a little more.
And that was one of the goals of the project as well, is we've noticed in the program, and this is not for, you know, better or for worse, but there's an HGTV phenomenon that is going on. You know, it's a really popular channel. There's a lot of popular programs. And we found that a lot of students come into the program with the preconceived notions that that is what interior design is. And it could be, you know, there's a lot of people who do residential design and who do various types of design very well. And it's a very valid track and a very valid path. But part of the intention of this project and some of those things that we do in the first year is aimed at expanding the notions of what interior design could be, or the different paths that are available to the students when they are in the major and when they potentially graduate from the program, that they have so many options at their disposal because of the tools and the way that they think just through the process of design.
Yeah, definitely. And so do you have any future goals? Like, do you want to continue, like, developing this idea in your later classes? Like, is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, having this had been so successful as it had, and I will credit the studio as well. This group of students was an amazing group of students. They, when I told them that we were, you know, going to look at a tree, they could have just looked at me like I was nuts. But they were all willing to jump in feet first, and they're like, okay, let's do it. You know, they all went with it, and with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of very intentional thought. And they were just all in. And so I think that helped a lot. But my hope is that this could be precedent for things that we do in the future. I know that there are potentially other trees that need crutches, so maybe we'll look at that or try to find other avenues to do similar things that may not be related to a tree crutch, but potentially are something that occur, like they were mentioning, outside four walls, in the environment, something that's very real world that gives students that opportunity to have stipulations to work within and people to talk to, but still giving them the flexibility to stretch their creative muscle, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's awesome. This is a really cool project.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Just as a final thing, I know you said that the unveiling event is kind of uncertain right now, but if people were interested in attending, is there any way that they could figure out, like, where/when it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a Facebook page where we're trying to post updates on fairly regularly. So it is called the McConnell's Springs tree crutch project. And there, we also have an Instagram. It's called McConnell's Burr Oak. So look us up on there and you'll be able to see just kind of like the different, whatever, like we've been showing like the different design ideas going on and like the IDEC trip and just trying to keep people posted on what's going on.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. So that sounds like a really good place to stay updated on what's happening.
Yeah. Follow us.
Yeah. Yeah. So once again, thanks y'all for coming on. This has been great.
Thank you so much for having us.
So now just for a few closing announcements, any member of the UK community can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding from the ESF. And all of our SSC meetings are open to the public and they're announced on our website. And a reminder that Recycle Mania is still going on, so we encourage everyone to recycle everything you can so UK can win the Recycle Mania competition. And for more information on what is and isn't recyclable, you can visit uky.edu/recycling. Thank you for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at wrfl.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.